Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, our state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, June the 20th. That's right, the day after Father's Day. Hope everybody had a nice Father's Day. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. You just hop onto that, and you can hear us anywhere. You can take us with you in your iPods and such. And you can also hop into the chat room, as some of you already have. So good morning, Big Bad Dog and Indie Guy. So, and it's starting early. Okay. We're also joined by Bad Bob.
Good morning, sir, and glad to have you back.
Thank you. You know, Friday, We'll both talk about this one, but what'd you do over the weekend there, Bad Bob?
You know, honestly, I forgot what yesterday was because I was frantically editing together a piece that I had to shoot for a nationally distributed show. They requested a reshoot because of a few elements, so we shot it yesterday morning in the KCNR green room, and that went quite well, and then I had to do some cleanup work on it before sending it off. To the producer, who hopefully this time will cut me a check. You know, it's the usual set. Networks, of course, have extremely high standards, as they should.
Uh-huh.
But it was, and I absolutely forgot until somebody messaged me on Facebook that it was, in fact, Father's Day. So, oh, okay.
Well, it is. It was great.
Speaking of great, here's Linda.
Well, okay, so you want to tell about what happened on Friday? I mean, it already feels like that was a month ago. So, because many of you have asked, I'll go ahead and share with you the experience. So, after having the laser eye correction surgery, which is not was supposed to
it was not eye correction. It was fixing your tear in the retina.
They had to build a scar,
right?
Which it doesn't happen immediately. So we've gone back and had it checked a couple times. It looks good. Just be aware if you have floaters and or flashing lights. So. I had about four or five flashing lights, and they were like little firefly lights. It's not like thunder lights. So, not ever having those before, we called the doctor. I was talking to our gal here on Friday afternoon or Thursday afternoon and said, well, there's another one. So, Carl called and they said, come immediately. So, we left 5 o'clock on Friday morning and went to see our specialist and, we were packed, expecting what could be the worst. Am I going to have to do it all over again?
The worst part could have been an eye operation.
So we got in and he looked at it and he said that the work that he had done was taking the adhesion, and that just expect that's going to happen now and that if it happens all the time, then please come back any time. So there you are. We turned around and left, came back.
Yeah, and we called John. Take over the show for that day.
John!
Did a very yeoman job.
Well, and congratulations, John. We're proud of you to know
Thank you. You
can stand in on things
like this.
So,
Linda, these flashing lights, is it anything like the flashing light out of the corner of your eye when you zip through the intersection there at the
Kind of.
You know, they didn't start until she went through the light that one time. And frankly, I think about suing the city because it may have damaged her retina.
Everybody says for everything anyway.
It may have damaged her retina. Because because of the brightness of it and the continuous of it kept going off and on, off and on.
Laugh for, all you want. All of a sudden, I've got flashing lights in my eyes, and it's like it's a, you know, growing old isn't for sissies. You know, you're kind of wondering, is it my eye or did I do something? Big Brother's like smacking me for something. I didn't even know I did.
Just be aware, if you're driving behind her and she sees that flashing light, she's just going to think it's a light at an intersection and jam on her brakes no matter where she's at.
Damn right.
So just be ready.
So anyway, Sunday, when we come back, let's talk about what happened with Sunday, because you are really excited about a local business here and what you did and kind of put your mind at rest.
Yeah, and then we also want to talk about some things that are going on in the world. Some things that are going on in the city, of course. So we have Norma Komnik will be in here. There was something that we had a guest that was set up for Friday that when we weren't going to be here, she decided to stay, you know, to hold it off for a week or hold it off for a few days. And now we'll have her on at some point this week, Dolores Lucero from the city of Shasta Lake, and she has some interesting things to say also. But today we're going to be talking, kind of catching up some stuff. Things are going on here, things are going on in the nation, and then again, and our good neighbor to the south, Anderson. So, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and we got to get this weather going because it is going to be hot today.
Hot,
this is going to be hot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Your parents. After all, they've always been there for you. Now, as you consider living options, don't settle for anything less than the best. Shasta Estates is Redding's premier independent retirement living community, offering a lifestyle unlike any other. They help seniors flourish with three delicious chef-prepared meals daily, and the safety and security of live-in managers available day and night, plus a robust social calendar with a variety of enriching activities and so much more. Plus, these amenities and all utilities, except phone, are covered in one convenient month-to-month rent with no buy-in fees. Shasta Estates has a combined management team of over 25 years' experience. Visit Shasta Estates today for a complimentary tour and meal, located at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard. Call Shasta Estates at 243-3014 or visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is offering incredible summer incentives, starting with a 5-year rent freeze. So hurry and call today. That's Shasta Estates at 243-3014.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Bill and Lisa Collins.
Reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR, brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
So get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you dare.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, folks. KCNR 1460 here. Carl and Linda. I love it. Okay, good morning. You know what? It's going to be hot today. I look at the forecast, and you know what it just says? Hot, clear, hot, clear, hot, clear. Mostly clear, but it's hot and sunny. So hot, high of 99, clear tonight, low of 67.
I bet you we hit 100 today.
Hot tomorrow, 103. Wednesday, 101. So it was hot yesterday. It really was, but it felt really good. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, of course, we're going to be talking to you about events that are happening all week long because you know that we have we are raising funds for the Shasta Women's Refuge. We are going to be live on remote in the morning. Instead of in the studio, we will be at Country Kitchen on the 22nd.
On Wednesday.
Day after tomorrow.
Come on in, get a cup of coffee, drop off some funds.
We'll have a little box there, and there'll be a little slit in the box, and we'll say, please, you know, just we're raising funds for Shasta Women's Refuge. And, of course, every dollar that you donate is a vote for Carl. It's kind of weird how that works. So, you know, Carl may be, you know, we're just doing our best. And then, of course, Carl, you have a personal raffle that's going on, and that's going very well. I think you maybe have, what, 50 tickets left?
Well, I think I've got probably 70 out of 200 left, but the rifle is one of mine that we're raffling off with the permission, of course, of the Women's Refuge for $10 a ticket, and there's only going to be 200 tickets sold. And, you know, we've been having groups come in and take 20 or 30 at a time, going down to different businesses who have bought them. So it's a, for $10, it's a great rifle. Remington's self-loader, 750, 308 caliber in a synthetic stock. And I can talk about it because it's for a fundraiser for a nonprofit.
So
and none of the money, the rifle was donated and all the money, every cent goes back to the Shasta Women's Refuge.
So will you, I wonder, can you bring the ticket? We'll bring the tickets to Shasta.
We'll bring them Wednesday.
Shasta.
We'll bring them Wednesday to the Country Kitchen. And we'll bring them Friday to Tobacco and Brew.
Where we do another fundraiser.
And that'll be in the evening from 6 to 9.
So, okay, the reason I brought that about the weather brought to you in Anselmo Vineyards because Rick Hill is going to be playing out at Anselmo's. And if you want that wonderful, great, you know, romantic getaway dinner, fabulous drive, he'll be there from 6 to 9. In fact, it'll probably be such a beautiful night, they'll probably have him play on the deck. So that's spectacular. And we will be at Tobacco and Brew where we have a wonderful DJ. We've got some surprise singing and dancing. About every 15 minutes, we'll be doing a raffle. So this week, I'm running around.
A lot of free gifts given away.
We're going to be doing, I'll be collecting some people have donated. Do you want this? Do you want that? I never thought about it, but sure, we'll take it. So we'll probably sell raffle tickets to where you can win a basket or 100 hours of this or a $50 or a free massage or a, you know, wonderful things. So, and I think we'll probably do that. How big is your arm ticket spread kind of thing? Anyway.
I know who I want to do mine. Okay, we talked about the weather and all of that. Looks like summer solstice. What does that mean there, Bad Bob? You write these things and stick them in front of us.
Solstice.
It's first day of summer.
Yes. Literally means sun and still, which means it is the day upon which the sun appears to stand still in the sky. It is its furthest most, from our point of view, sojourn. And will be the longest day of the year and the shortest night. And the absolute point at which the sun starts its return path south will be 10:16 our time tomorrow morning. And this is significant because it will be our warmest temperature of the year. And that's very atypical for the North State. Usually we've had several days past the century mark up to this point. So it bodes well for the rest of summer unless we have some real dramatic changes in our weather.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about two jerks. We'll get to that afterwards. They're going to need some. They're going to need.
I'm going to need some bump music.
They're going to need some. They're going to need some. Laughter and feeling good after I read this.
Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk about Wiener. Wiener's gone. When you think Wiener's gone, Anthony Wiener, that is now synonymous with loser. Did you know that Anthony Weiner is now going to be able to retire at $46,246 a year? Yes, that's right.
And then write a book that's going to make him how much?
Well, no, he's going to end up on MSNBC like Spicer did and those other guys. that, you know, that makes him, after he has been, you know, out of the public eye for 6 months, they'll give him a $2 million contract. So, Wiener, not only that, but for a small fee, he can still go and work out at the Congressional Gym, where he took all those photos of himself and sent to all the girls and all over when he tweeted everybody. So he still gets to use that. Can you believe that? If you resign under pressure, you would think that a lot of those little perks would be taken away from me, but no. These people are above reproach. These people are above everything. The other thing is that it looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger, popularity for some reason, has nosedived after he left office. And it sunk even further in the wake of revelations that he might have, oh, not that he might have, but that he did father a child with his housekeeper. You know? There's something, you know, did you ever see that show Upstairs, Downstairs?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Arnold did.
I wonder how many women or men started to really, you know, if their relationship was kind of weird or there was any kind of thought, this really drove home. Wow, there's somebody around a lot.
Well, they found that 75% of registered voters have an unfavorable opinion of him, while 20% view him favorably. And he is particularly unpopular in his home county of Los Angeles, with just 10% of voters approve of him. The poll found that just 17% of the women and 15% of Hispanics view him favorably. He acknowledged last month that he fathered a now 13-year-old son. Now, when you think about that, and somebody said, well, wait a minute, what do you expect? You've got a guy that's been lifting, you know, that looks in front of a mirror, lifted weights his whole life. Then he got into the movies, and then he got into politics. I mean, what makes it such a surprise that a narcissistic type profile this guy would have? What different, you know, in that, why should anybody be surprised? Okay, last thing I have for you before we go into the break is NBC. I'm going to have to say this again sometime during the day. NBC had the Pledge of Allegiance from a bunch of school kids, you know, during the U.S. Open to show the patriotism, you know, the country and all this, and NBC. Unfortunately, they edited out the words God and indivisible. They edited them out. NBC said it was not done to upset anyone. Well, guess what, NBC? Sure did.
You're kidding.
They had to apologize. And the thing is why would you edit out under God and indivisible? Huh? Why would you do that, NBC?
That's playing with reality, which networks are prone to do.
Well, to me, it is just, and they had kids doing it. So it's not that the kids did it. NBC did it. Why would you do something like this? Why would you take those words out? You know, then you wonder why people look at the media and don't trust them. Why people look at the media and say, well, you know, what are you thinking of? What are you trying to rewrite? Which part of history are you trying to rewrite? That's our Pledge of Allegiance, and you edit it?
Whose pocket are
you? Why don't you just take, you know, why don't we just edit out anybody that listens or watches to NBC for like a week and see just see how that affects them? Oh, hey, we didn't know that it was going to upset anybody if everybody in this country didn't listen to NBC for a week. Yeah. We've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, this is Free Fire Radio.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Paid for by the Jim Nielsen Committee.
Frank Luntz has been called the most accurate political pollster of our time, and his dial sessions testing voter opinions across America have become a staple of the 2012 presidential campaign. But Frank Luntz is also a master communicator and advisor to many of America's top political and business leaders, whose new book, Win, is a runaway bestseller. And next Friday, June 24th, Frank Luntz is coming to Reading for a very special event. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen invites you to join him and his special guest, Fox News contributor Frank Luntz, for breakfast at the Reading Holiday Inn. No one has their fingers on the pulse of American politics like Frank Luntz, and you're invited to join him in Reading. Each guest will receive an autographed copy of Frank's new book. To purchase tickets for the breakfast with Fox News pollster Frank Luntz, call 530-289-6857. That's 530-289-6857 to reserve your seat today.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with Carla and Linda Bottom to talk about some fun things. You know, I think when we start to go through, we're changing offices. We're literally flipping offices at home. Carla's getting his big old massive man safe, and so it's going to be delivered, and we got that. So, you know, it has to be on, you know, bolted into concrete floor and all that. So we're switching out
it's
our office.
Big enough to put Bad Bob in there and a small dog.
Two people could be in there. Okay, so while I was doing that, I was going through a lot of pictures and, you know, just things that you start to open, boxes and files. And, wow, I think it's really kind of interesting to take a stroll through memory lane, which is why I'm going to tell you about what happened this week. And a couple things that are really funny here. Miss California was crowned during 2011 NBC telecast from Las Vegas.
I didn't watch it.
Sunday, during one of the year's most watched television events, a star-studded panel of judges chose Miss California, Alyssa Campanella.
You know how I find this amusing? That they chose Miss USA, and yet they take the Pledge of Allegiance and take out, and they edit the Pledge of Allegiance, yet they have the Miss America pageant. You know, NBC, you know what, you and Anthony Weiner have a lot in common.
This is what we're facing, obviously, on many levels. Throughout the two-hour event, the contestants competed in three categories. Swimsuit, evening gown, and interview. Now, the difference between Miss California USA and Miss America has always been talent. All the other pageants throughout the world are usually judged on swimsuit, interview, and evening gown. And also it's the scholarship fund, the Miss America. So that's the difference there. In case you're wondering, you know, all beauty pageants are the same. But she does win a credible diamond tiara and jewelry designed, a 1 year scholarship, it says, including housing from the New York Film Academy, years worth of hair products. So it really, you know, and it's also something that, is very great on your interview. But anyway, congratulations to her. So I wanted to talk to you about that. The other funny story is about a woman in New York. She was a sun worshiper, said she landed in the hospital with third-degree burns on her bust after the underwire in her two-piece bathing suit became superheated. The black Coco Reef swimsuit had been sitting in her drawer for a while before Robin Corrente, 50, of Yaphank, got the chance to try it out. She wore it on a 32 Celsius, 90-degree afternoon in August to soak up some rays in the yard. For about an hour, I was hurting. I went up to take a shower, and I realized I had a lot of blisters. So a trip to the hospital confirmed she had serious burns and size of a dime that she got. Anyway, funny girl day today. We're going to talk a little bit about Fanny Bryce. Got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks little changed in early morning trading, investors continuing to focus on the Greek debt crisis. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 15 points. European Union and International Monetary Fund inspectors heading to Greece this week after Eurozone finance ministers delayed new aid to the debt-laden nation of Greece. The Greek parliament is expected to debate a confidence vote Tuesday night on Prime Minister George Papandreou's new cabinet. Last week, he reshuffled his cabinet in an effort to push through austerity measures in the face of public resistance. PNC Financial is buying the U.S. retail banking operations from the Royal Bank of Canada. The deal is valued at nearly $3.5 billion. This will give PNC 426 branches in several southeastern states. RBC's U.S. operations have lost money for several quarters. And Microsoft set to announce a cloud offering for its Office system. The announcement will be made June 28th as part of Office 365's next generation cloud service. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river. Head down to Wind River Casino and play the Monte Carlo tournament.
Monte Carlo.
Get your dose of blackjack, four-card poker, and pai gow Saturday, June 25th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com.
WinRiver.com.
Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel and Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Top of the morning. Good morning. Monday for you this morning, 7:34 in the morning. Oh, it's going to be a hot day.
This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number. Call 244-1988 and Doug Tooley. They put in Dish Satellite. They do a great job. They guarantee their work. They're a local gang. You can see Doug. He's down there on the where the 44 comes into town. And there's a big photo of him and his company right there. BNT Satellite. 244-1988 does great work. And he is supporting us in the dancing with the stars.
Shasta Women's Refuge is
Shasta Women's Refuge. He is
title sponsor.
That's right. He's a title sponsor, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate that and what he does for our community. So if you need TV, you need Dish, you talk to Doug. 244-1988.
Okay, our guest today. We're going to get down to some interesting studies. Is Dr. Stephen Hecht, who's from Advanced Imaging. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Always nice to see you.
Thank you.
All right.
And the doctor is a radiologist that works down there.
Correct.
And one of the things we wanted to talk to today about was the for identifying lung cancer. And there's a new method of doing that now.
Well, it uses the same techniques that we've always used, but there was just a recent study that was a very, very large study involving thousands and thousands of people to study whether CT scanning of the chest was more effective in detecting early lung cancers than chest X-rays. And the result of the study was, let me just first say also, this was only for people 50 years old or older, and it was only for people with substantial smoking histories, and that was defined as 30 pack years or more. And a pack year means smoking one pack a day for a year. So if you smoke one pack a day for a year for 30 years, that's 30 pack years. Two packs a day for 15 years, that's 30 years. So you can calculate out what type of exposure that was to cigarette smoke. So it was only for people 50 years or older and 30 pack years or more. And there was a substantial advantage in CT scanning over chest X-ray for finding early cancers. And finding an early cancer but having no effect in life length is somewhat meaningless. But these were finding early cancers that prevented people dying from lung cancer. So it did have a significant effect in extending life.
Well, that's the study that was made, and that was, I mean, that's very significant. Yet has the official release of all the information come out yet?
That's a great question, and the answer is no. This was very interesting. Just as a little background, every study in the United States that involves human subjects has to have a safety committee to oversee the study to make sure that no ill effects happen to the people who are generous enough to participate in the study. And the safety committee in this study interrupted the study because the advantage of CT scanning was so great that it seemed unfair, even unethical, to continue scanning people in the study with plain old chest X-ray, because they would be at a disadvantage compared to the CT people.
So in other words, the people that they were scanning with the CT had a much better chance than the people with the X-ray, then why put the people... They're just getting the X-rays. Why put them at risk?
Right. So they
it was so obvious.
They interrupted the study for that reason. However, the results of the study have not been, the final analysis has not been made yet, and the recommendations based upon the study have not been made yet. So we're still waiting for that to come out. Obviously, you can predict that the recommendations will be CT scanning is better than plain X-rays, but you know we're still awaiting both the results and the recommendations.
Well, it seems kind of, I mean, if it seems so obvious, what is it that would hold this back? Is there something that all of a sudden something's popped up that
I couldn't agree with you more. To me, it seems very obvious that if this study, the preliminary results and the and the actions of the safety committee indicate that CT scanning is more effective, I mean, that's your answer right there, isn't it? But there's always a process that you go through with anything. It's just like when you buy a car, you can't go in and say, I'm going to pay this much, and they say, okay, here's your car. You know, you have to go through the long process because that's the way it's done.
I think I've probably walked in a couple of times, say, hey, I'll pay this much for this car, and after they've stopped laughing, they've just given it to me because I was so overpriced on that one. But you're right. I think that there's got to be something here. But let's take a break, and there might be a couple of answers to this, you know, if we kind of like think about it for a second. Anyway, this is Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460. Our guest is Dr. Stephen Heck from Advanced Imaging. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children, and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
It's
going to be hot today. Portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, you know, it's not just coffee there. They've got icy drinks. They are hosting our fundraiser on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Come on in there. We'll have food. We'll have drink. $5 donation. And all of the money goes to the Women's Refuge. It's not some of it. This is not after expenses. Every dollar we're raising here at KCNR and our friends that are helping us, it all goes to the refuge. We're just, you know, so when you get a chance, come on down. Either come down Wednesday, to the Country Kitchen or to Tobacco and Brew on Friday, or both. That's, you know, we'll welcome you at both of them. Our guest, Dr. Stephen Hecht.
Well, before we go there, let's tell you what the temperature is going to be today. High of 99, low of 67. Tomorrow we're looking at another hot day where we're going to reach triple digits, 103 tomorrow.
70 degrees already?
That's right. Tomorrow a night will be 69. And, of course, Wednesday is over again in the triple digits, 101. So we're looking, get yourself ready, and, of course, your plants, and, of course, hydrate and all that. Telling you things that are pretty logical. And we love logic, and we love to get information. You chat packers, we love you in our chat room. And here's your time to ask the doctor questions. Dr. Stephen Hecht, advanced imaging radiologist. We were discussing before, let's just talk about, if you were to talk about five items right now, with what you're doing right now in your practice, what's the number one thing that you are seeing with patients?
The number one reason that people come to us by a long shot, and this is the really the a huge factor in the United States and all countries, is low back pain. That's what we see most people for.
Low back pain.
Low back pain. And that is an aggregate reducer of productivity in this country of billions of dollars.
Is that interesting?
It's strictly low back. I mean, it's not indicative of something. It's just lower back pain.
Back pain.
Do you think that has something to do, okay, again, a sedentary way of lifestyle, driving a lot, not stretching?
Sitting in front of computers.
What would be your, if you, being the expert, why is that?
Well, I'm not the expert on why it happens. I am an expert on figuring out what's going on once you have had it and imaging it. But first of all, I think that a sedentary lifestyle does definitely contribute. When you're sitting, that stresses your back more than when you're standing or lying down. So a sedentary life can contribute to that. But I also think that there's some causes of low back pain that people can't blame themselves for. Some of it is just constitutional. I see some people who in their late 40s and early 50s, their backs are just a catastrophe. And their necks are a catastrophe also. And then other people in their 70s and 80s, and they're perfect. You know, their backs are fine. So some of it, I think, is just constitutional. I think some people just have a propensity to get into trouble in their back, and others don't.
What would be number two on the list?
We see a lot of neck pain as well. Neck pain.
Back and neck. And here we're thinking, okay, it's lungs, heart, you know, the chest. There was a point when I had a doctor that I saw on a regular basis, meaning yearly, in when I do my annual checkup, and one of the things that he added to that, besides a mammogram, was a chest X-ray. It was just like, this year, you're 40-ish, you're going to get a chest X-ray. Why is it at a certain point recommended to get that chest X-ray?
Well, I think that was probably to get a baseline, to establish what you were like when you were healthy. You know, in case you got into troubles later on, it provided something that could then be compared to. So if later on you're having a lung problem and they see, oh, look at that, there's a little thing there, well, then you can go back to, well, when you were 40, it was there, so it's nothing. Or when you were 40, it wasn't there, so it happened in between, so I think it was just establishing a baseline.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have a caller on line one. Welcome to the program, John.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
Oh,
you
just can't stay awake, can you?
You are the one. Thank you so much for standing in for us the other day.
It was a pleasure.
We heard fabulous.
Good guests. And I was just glad that I could do something to help you guys along the way, because I was really concerned about your situation.
Well, you know, you've got to, when they say come now, I mean, but thank God it all turned out well. But, John, what's on your mind? Thank you.
Well, I wanted to ask the doctor. Recently, I have noticed my doctor having more reticence to prescribe MRIs or CAT scans. And I had a recent condition where it was called for. And after the fact, he said, you know, we should probably scan the kidneys again or whatever they were going to do. He said, but I'm concerned about an accumulation of radiation. Can you comment on that?
Well, excuse me.
It seems like this is fairly new because they never hesitated before.
Right, and you're exactly right. Recently, within the last couple of years, there's been a tremendous interest and concern about radiation from X-ray exams. So, and just to give you an idea, X-rays are used to make regular X-rays, obviously. X-rays are also used to make CT scans. X-rays are not used to make MRIs. X-rays are not used to make ultrasounds. So there has been a tremendous interest recently in reduction of exposure from X-ray. A very interesting study within the last 5 years looked at various different CT scanners in the community and measured how much radiation dose they delivered, not in this community, I mean generally in community use. And they found a tremendous variation. Some delivered a very large dose to patients and some did not. And based on those studies and just general concerns, people have started being very concerned about how much X-ray they receive. And we at Advanced Imaging are very concerned about how much X-ray we give to people. As a matter of fact, in every single case that we do, we take steps to reduce dose. There are ways that we can reduce dose. They're very technical, but they involve lowering the dose when you go through certain parts of the body that are not very thick and raising it when you go through thicker parts where you need greater penetration. So we keep the dose as low as possible. When we have requisitions come in, people would like a child scan. I always personally call about those and say, well, what are we looking for here? Let's talk this through. Is there a way that we can do this without X-ray? Could we use ultrasound to answer this question? So in our own practice, we are very actively and aggressively working to keep X-ray dose as low as possible. And X-ray dose is very interesting because for the particular individual, it does matter, but it's not as important as at the population level. At the population level, if you deliver a lot of extra X-rays, you can guarantee that you're going to get extra cancers. If an individual has an extra MRI, not an MRI, an extra CT scan, it probably won't cause a cancer in that individual. You know, you're playing the odds, and the odds are that it won't cause a problem. But extra X-ray exposure at the population level will cause excess cancers. It's known.
We're going to have to take a break here.
Hey, John, thanks for the question.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank talking you. To Dr. Stephen Hecht, who is with Advanced Imaging. We're talking about X-rays, of course. When we come back, I want to know what your insight is about us walking through the little things at the airport. How much does that do? We'll be right back after these messages.
Back on my neck, getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Villona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Hall's Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460, home of Free Fire Media. It is 7:55 in the morning on June the 20th. We are right at the end of getting here at the end of June.
What is it about that song? Staying Alive.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I mean, the whole thing, the Bee Gees just rocked when it came to that movie and the songs that they did. And that is just a timeless note. I don't care where you are. When you hear that song, all of a sudden your body starts to move with
Are
you going to be dancing to that?
Am I going to be dancing to that?
Is anybody dancing to that?
I think after I finish these two dances, Dancing with the Stars, that may be the last two dances I do for a while. I'll just kind of be tangoing my way across the mall here or something.
I have to tell you, when we were at the doctor's office we were waiting for the doctor on Monday.
Yeah. Oh.
When we were waiting, Friday, excuse me, we went there and it was, you know, John stood in for us and it was this emergency thing. Carl did the whole dance for me in the waiting room.
In the waiting room, not where the people were. Waiting room where she's laying in a chair. And she had a little quality of life going on
and
there.
And the door was open.
So I danced. I danced the tango for her.
Okay, we have about 3 minutes left. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Leah, Advantage Eye Care. I just want to appreciate Dr. Leah was so concerned. He called en route. He called while I was there. The Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell Avenue. Whether you have insurance or don't have insurance, this guy's going to work with you, work with you on your packages. He's just a great guy. We totally recommend taking your eyes to Dr. Leah.
That's right. He's been in business for 20 years. He does families. He's got his own site lab, and he obviously cares about his patients. Okay, Dr. Stephen Heck.
Before the break, we were talking with Dr. Stephen Heck, or during the break, actually, from Advanced Imaging, who's a radiologist, about back surgery and neck surgery and the things that you recommend. We were talking about yoga.
Correct.
And how I know that a girlfriend of mine that takes yoga and that teaches yoga, and she has a doctor friend of hers that before decides to do anything, that yoga has really helped to change people's lives before. It's a way of helping the body stay in tune, be better in tune. Is that your experience?
Well, one of the things that does reduce back pain, and even for people who have it, can reverse back pain to some extent, is strengthening the muscles around the spine. And yoga definitely will do that. A long, concerted program of yoga. You have to stick with it. You can't do yoga twice and expect your muscles to get better. A friend of mine who's also a radiologist said that he's recommended yoga to many people, and he's actually looked at the muscles on their spines before and after yoga with the MRI scanner, and he says they have all the ones who did a really good effort at yoga got increased musculature around their spine, stabilizing their spine and reducing back pain.
That's great. Well, I think it's any type of exercise. I mean, you work out in the gym or yoga or something, especially the stretching. We have people talking about stretching.
Yeah, that was a comment from
all
the chatter.
All that is good.
Watching your animal stretch.
Our guest has been Dr. Stephen Heck. And we've been talking the
as
big
usual,
thing,
thank you.
Yeah, we've been talking about the CAT scans and x-rays, how it looks like the CAT scan is the best way to pick up lung cancer early, but yet there has been nothing come out on it yet.
We'll hope.
Okay, we're going to take our break here for the news, and we come back, Mayor Norma Comnick will be with us, and we'll be talking about what's going on to the South.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Walmart rings up a big win at the Supreme Court, where the justices also cool off a separate global warming lawsuit. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has both rulings live in Washington.
The retail giant will not face a giant sex discrimination fight. The Supreme Court ruling a class action lawsuit, including more than 1.5 million women and potentially billions of dollars in damages, cannot go forward. However, the handful of women who initially complained of discrimination at Walmart can file individual suits. The High Court also rejecting a lawsuit by a group of states and conservation groups aimed at forcing power companies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The justices say that power lies solely with the EPA, Dave.
Jared, NATO admits it made a mistake in Libya. An off-target airstrike kills civilians as rebels keep battling Gaddafi forces for control of cities and towns. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Benghazi.
Dave, NATO saying it will continue to try to avoid civilian casualties. Here in the east, the military spokesman for the rebel fighters speaking through an interpreter saying they still need U.S. support.
President Obama has stepped up to the plate and has shown that Americans and America in general have a conscience.
He said that NATO has prevented a humanitarian disaster, but many here acknowledge the rebel fighters have made few advances on the front line and depend on the NATO alliance. Dave?
Courtney, thousands of evacuated homes are in wildfire danger in southern Arizona. Firefighters hope calmer wind today will help them battle it. Parts of Texas also on fire.
We ain't leaving until the fire's in the backyard for good. When we know it's going to hit the house, we'll leave. Till then, we staying.
Police on New York's Long Island hope surveillance video can help them find a killer the day after a man stormed into a pharmacy, stole drugs, and shot and killed four people. One of them, a 17-year-old girl about to graduate high school. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Right now, homes are more affordable than they've been in decades. Quicken Loans has a mortgage program that will help you buy that perfect home. We'll even introduce you to a real estate agent who's an expert in your area and can guide you through the process step by step. With more than 25 years of experience helping American homeowners, we've made the process as easy as possible. With our streamlined approach and proactive updates, we provide you with the certainty that you need to search for the home of your dreams. And our highly trained purchase specialists are standing by, ready to help you take advantage of this incredible opportunity. In fact, the rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.83%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Call now to find out how much home you can afford. Quicken Loans, engineered to amaze.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
There's a new report detailing problems from AP at aging U.S. nuclear reactors.
Containment vessels have become brittle due to radiation damage. Leaky valves have not met existing standards, and those standards have been eased. Tubing is cracked, and ruptures are a common problem. And leaks due to corroding pipes increased fivefold in recent years.
Fox's Steve Santani, the industry's reply.
They deny there's any serious problem. They say most everything at a nuclear reactor is replaced over time so that aging is not a big concern.
It's the day before summer, and there's new worry about kiddie pools.
The study, conducted in part by researchers at Nationwide Children's Hospital Columbus, says 209 children, all under the age of 12, died in those pools between 2001 and 2009.
Fox News Radio's Karen Regal.
The Association of Pool and Spa Professionals in Virginia agrees with the report's findings, saying it's imperative kids always be supervised in the water.
There's a new name in golf's record books. Rory McIlroy fired the lowest U.S. Open score ever, 16 under par. Away from the course, there was controversy over an edited version of the Pledge of Allegiance.
The omission happened during a salute to the nation at the start of the U.S. Open Golf Championship. The missing words, under God.
Regrettably,
portion of the Pledge of Allegiance that was in that feature was edited out.
The outcry on social networking so massive that NBC commentator Dan Hicks apologized during the middle of the broadcast.
It was not done to upset anyone, and we'd like to apologize to those of you who were offended by it.
But so far, NBC has not explained why they edited the words. Todd Stearns, Fox News Radio.
A mother in Long Island, New York is facing charges, accused of sending threatening letters to a Little League official and his son because her son didn't make a baseball travel team. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:05 on June the 20th. It's 73 degrees today, and it's going for 100. I'd say 100. It says 99, but I bet it'll be 100. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we've got our chat room going, and the chat room is just filled with people. We've got, Sungold and some Admin. I don't know who Admin is, but then we have John and Angel and Big Dog and Indie Guy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So come on and join our chat room. We have a good time with that. But let's go to the phones here. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're fine, Elizabeth. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to call in and let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As always, we meet at 6 o'clock at the Bonneview Baptist Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And, you know, there's always been a lot of controversy in our community about unions and union employees and benefits, and especially in the construction industry, there's that conception that, or that idea that those that work with union construction are better qualified and better equipped to do the job than those in the private sector. Well, tonight we have Eric Christian, who is coming up from Sacramento. He's the executive director of the Coalition for Fair Employment in Construction. And Eric works with both sides. He works with the construction industry in the private sector, as well as those that are unionized. So he really knows the difference between the two. So he'll be at our meeting tonight, and he's an excellent speaker, very energetic. He really tells it like it is. So if anybody's got any questions about union pay, benefits, and whether they're better qualified on the job, this is the time to find out.
Okay, so and that's going to be tonight?
Yes.
And, of course, at the Bonneview...
At 6 o'clock, Bonneview Baptist Church.
Well, it sounds like, again, you have another great speaker down there.
Yeah.
Frank Lutz is coming into town here soon.
Yes. Yes, another great one. Well, you know, it's interesting because it's almost like Reading's on the map now.
You know, I think it is. You know, people are starting to get, well, Reading is on the map. I think people don't realize that Reading's on the map, but that there's a lot of things going on in Reading and around Reading and in Anderson and in the city of Shasta Lake. You know, we just have a lot of things heading along this corridor. And we're going to be fortunate enough with tomorrow. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Lutz on the phone here at 7:30, right?
Good.
And we're going to be talking to him tomorrow.
Great.
I think tomorrow's the 21st, right?
Yes.
Yes. And then he's going to be in town, of course, on Friday for this breakfast that he's given. And this is the guy that pollster from it's not just Fox News. He's from all over, and he has had incredible track record.
Yeah, he does. He's definitely got the legitimacy.
Yeah, and he's got right now, he's got a book out, and I think that's one of the things he's going to be talking about. Linda, you've seen it.
Well, I've got the book right in front of me. It's called Win, The Key Principles to Take Your Business from Ordinary to Extraordinary. You want to tune in tomorrow because, just to give you a little bit of insight of who this guy is, he's one of the most respected communication professionals today in America. He's written, supervised, and conducted almost 2,000 surveys, focus groups, and instant response dials. sessions for corporate and public affair clients here and in 21 countries. He's also advised more than two dozen Fortune 500 companies, including Anheuser-Busch, Coca-Cola, FedEx, General Motors, Kroger's, Lowe's, McDonald's, etc., etc. His associations and philanthropic clients include ARP, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He will be calling in, and we'll be talking with him firsthand tomorrow. You don't want to miss that. He's going to be doing a book signing somewhere in town. We'll find out.
That'll be, he'll be down there Friday. He has his breakfast. And, of course, then Jim Nielsen will be on at 8 o'clock tomorrow, too, right after Frank Luntz. Anyway, but so, Elizabeth, there are a lot of things going on. A lot of people are interested up here. It's because people are interested in what's going on here.
Yeah, we're drawing names that we never used to draw.
Absolutely.
And I would also like to encourage people to go to the city council meeting tomorrow night. Patrick Jones was on Sovereign Minds last night, and there's some big things happening at the city council. So we talked a lot about really getting involved at the local level in your politics where you can actually make a difference.
Well, we've got a lot of the negotiations are coming through. If you've seen where the police unions have, they've agreed to make some changes in what they're doing as far as the as health care and retirement benefits. And it's just like everybody. The police are our citizens too. They're our neighbors too, and they realize that we're having problems, and we've got to work this thing out and how we can actually save some money.
Yeah. And Patrick Jones has some great ideas about building volunteer forces with the citizens. So I think that's a great idea.
He didn't call them militias or anything, did he?
No.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure.
Volunteer,
volunteer units.
There's a real movement to build up the Neighborhood Watch programs and bring the small communities within the city of Reading together to start looking out for each other. Because after July 1st, when they start the release of the prisoners into the communities in California, we're going to really need to keep our eyes open.
Yeah, well, we're going to be setting up classes on interlocking fields of fire here. And just kidding. Okay, I'm just kidding. All right. Hey, Elizabeth.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
so much for the show you all have on Sunday mornings.
We the people.
You can't, if people, I know you've got a big following, but I would just like to keep, banging that drum. Your show is just outstanding.
Thank you so much.
We have, in fact, all of our local shows, all of our local shows. I mean, they could be as diametrically opposed, but then they put out the information for all.
And you know what? If you look hard enough, you can always find common ground.
Always. Always. Hey,
okay.
Great name for another show, Common Ground.
Ooh.
Love it.
Okay.
It's good.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl in the bot.
Coming up, we got Norma Comnick and Dana Shigley.
From the city of Anderson.
Two women who are really running the city of Anderson. And we're going to hear all about the good stuff going on with the neighboring city of Anderson in just a moment.
What her game is.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Here we go.
Linda Scott, on the spot. Linda Scott, on the spot.
Hey, yeah.
Linda Scott, on the spot. Linda Scott,
hey,
yeah. On the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me on KCNR 1460 Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to talk about fashion and film, great music, lots of fun, great giveaways, and I want to thank my sponsors for making my show possible. That's the Mount Shasta Mall, Elegant Soul, and California Auto Repair and Smog. See you here Thursday night.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob.
have the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is Carl Lindabot. Join us June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew as we put on a fundraiser for the Shasta Women's Refuge. That's right, a fundraiser and Dancing with the Stars preview.
You're going to be able to see Carl dancing with his partner, Kathy Babcock, with a preview of what they're going to be performing on July 9th. Now, don't be confused. The fundraiser is June 24th at Tobacco and Brew, home of Espresso Joe's.
And one of the greatest walk-in humidors in the North State. Joe and Shelly know how to put on a party, and they know how to support our town.
$5 cover.
And that's for champagne, hors d'oeuvres, and just being able to watch me trip the light fantastic. So come on down June 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew and watch a preview of Dancing with the Stars, and let's raise some money for a good cause.
We'll see you then.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to beat that drum. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot, 8:16 in the morning. June the 20th, it's 76 degrees, heading for 100. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
It's going to be high today of 99 degrees.
But
tonight,
it's
67. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. The 24th, Rick Hill will be out playing. So make reservations now.
That's right, because...
474-5546.
That's right, out there at the...
Anselmo Vineyards.
You know what? It's going to be cooler up there, too. If it's really hot that day, it'll be cooler up there.
Be beautiful on the deck.
That's right. Our guest, Norma Condit, and...
Dana Shigley, the city manager of Anderson.
Okay, let's just hop right into this. So, is Anderson turning itself into a series of community sales programs for medical marijuana?
No, we're not. We've already done the residential where you can't grow. That's pretty successful. Keep some of our police and our code enforcement officer busy a little bit.
Okay, so that rule is that you can't grow in housing areas or subdivisions.
Well, you can't
or?
Grow in the home at all. There are certain requirements. You have to have a shed of a certain size in order to grow in your backyard, and it has to meet certain requirements, certain setback requirements, and alarm systems, and all that. The council put that in place last year, but it wasn't until the middle of the growing season, so it was kind of late to accomplish a whole lot last year. This year, by having it in place in the spring, we've been very successful. We got the word out to the community, sent out flyers, and it's been a good year. There's been a lot less cultivation. The problems we were having last year is, you know, people grow marijuana in their backyard, and then kids will jump the fences, they'll come through your yards, they'll try and steal it. It was just really creating
neighborhood
problems. It has to be in an enclosed building, a shed of sorts, or a greenhouse. And so we've really discouraged that, and there's been a lot less of it this year, a lot less. So we're pretty happy with the results of the cultivation efforts.
Okay, and then there's besides that, are there other rulings that are coming here?
We're doing collectives now. We only have one collective in Anderson,
uh-huh.
And our planning commission just sent out, just did all the big rules and stuff, you know, that you can't be within 1,000 feet of the schools, the library, anywhere the kids are, daycare centers, those kind of things. Hasn't come to the council yet, but the Planning Commission has approved.
So how many collectives? I mean, are you having just one?
We just have the one.
And that's all you're going to have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you anticipating more after these meetings?
Well, there's always people that, you know, want to open them. Now, the one that is open did not open as a collective.
It opened as a garden center, I believe, is what their license was. But they do come to the council meetings occasionally and keep us informed. They told us that they have 4,000 what they call them. They're not patients. They're members. They have to be members.
And one of the things I know you've been following is that when they did a study of the collectives here in Reading, that 40,000 of us belong to these collectives and have found that many joined. The law says you can only belong to one collective, and so it seems like they belong to many collectives.
Mm-hmm.
And in your case, you've got one collective, so it's not that hard.
No. And they supposedly keep good track of them. They must have a list of the people. And there's rules that they have. You know, the person has to have the card saying that they are, you know, actually are liable to, you know, for them, for their medical situation. And so they can have the card. But they also tell them how much marijuana they can have. There are some restrictions for them. And so then now that we're doing enforcement things, we have a code enforcement officer. We also have police officers that will keep track of these things. The problem I see right now is the one collective we have is right close to the library, not that far from our middle school, so that may be a problem. They may have to move. I don't know. But that's part of the rules. You know, there's a lot of rules there. And we've checked with the other cities around and see what they're doing and how theirs is working out. So we're hopeful that this is going to be as productive and as our actually, it's residential grows, what we've already passed. Yes.
Yeah, when you're outside the city limits, you're not too concerned about that.
And we don't have any jurisdiction over that.
Right, so that's not that. It's just what's going on inside the city that we have a lot of, I imagine there's a lot of complaints here in Reading or that there's stuff being grown
around
here.
I think it's kind of died down a little bit, actually. Maybe it's just us. You know, after anything else, it's like, you know, watching too many commercials, you get numb. So, you know, maybe we're numbed out. I don't know. I'd love to hear from our listeners. How do you feel? Is it when at first where every corner was springing up, now there's a lot of them not there that used to be there? I'm not really sure. But along with some of the things that are going on at Anderson that are very topical is the budget.
Yes, tomorrow.
And that's tomorrow. We're going to take a break when we come back. Stay with us, of course.
Okay.
We're talking to Mayor Norma Comnick and Dana Shigley, the city manager of Anderson. And we'll be right back where we can talk about what you guys are doing to help balance the budget and the meetings and that kind of thing. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest.
Petroleum Company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, owner of Adamson's Peak Performance. Small group personal training. I'm reading it right here. Boring machines are out and toys are in.
Absolutely. This is a 30-minute intense workout for people of all ages, all fitness levels. It's fun and it's over in 30 minutes.
Come to the sessions you want. No scheduling is necessary?
No scheduling. We offer personal training sessions through the day. You choose the one that you want to come to, as many as you want, for one easy monthly fee.
And the monthly fee is?
$99 a month. Gets you a membership and unlimited training.
Can you just imagine? That is like the best thing going.
It's our best value.
$99 a month. You get to have unlimited small group training with a group of people.
It's fun. It's challenging. You'll get stronger. You'll lose body fat. You'll increase your core strength. Your cardiovascular system gets an immense workout.
That's Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Abad, good morning. It is 8:25 in the morning, June the 20th. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number, call 244-1988. Get your Dish Satellite. He's got great deals on HD. In fact, you can get an HD TV for free. Talk to Doug Tooley, local guy, been in the business since 1985, a veteran. Guarantees his work. He's supporting the community. He's one of the title sponsors for Dancing with the Stars and the Women's Refuge. So give him a call, 244-1988. Our guest today, Mayor Norm Comnick of Henderson, and Dana Shigley, who is the city manager there. And Dana has told her she doesn't really get going. Her heart doesn't start beating until like 10 in the morning. I can't figure that out why. Budget. And I mean, we've run into budget problems here. I know it's hard to believe in Reading, right here in River City. How's Anderson doing?
Anderson's doing well. We've had two budget workshops now. It's coming to our council tomorrow night for approval by the city council. And we've made some cuts. Dana can probably explain a lot of the cuts we have, but we're not where we were a couple of 3 years ago, but we're still ahead of the game.
Okay, Dana, what's that look like down there?
Well,
what are the cuts you're making?
It's going well, and we're starting to see the economy turn around a little bit. Housing prices in Anderson are remaining stagnant. They're not coming up yet, but we're starting to see retail sales inch up. So our general fund is coming around. We're seeing a little bit of increase. But we're seeing increases in expenses, too, if we don't take action. And what we've tried to do in the last few years, we've been pretty fortunate. In the last couple of years, we haven't had to lay anybody off. We've kept a lot of positions vacant. We've tried to really be flexible, move people around, do a lot of cross-training, really try and fill the holes in staffing needs as flexibly as we can. We've also been partnering with other agencies, doing a lot of working with nonprofits, with the various sports organizations, with the county, in looking for ways to accomplish things. So we've tried to be as flexible and non-bureaucratic as we can, and it's worked out pretty well. It's going to be difficult. It's not like everything is rosy. We still have challenges, but we've been moving along. During the good years, we didn't overdo it. We didn't add a bunch of staff. We didn't do a lot of fancy things, and so now we're not having to cut back as far, because we were able to not go so high during the good times, so we're not having to sink so low in the bad times. So we're doing all right.
That's good. So no, you don't see any cuts, any major cutting or things like that?
The one thing I try and emphasize whenever I talk to the council and everyone about budget is thinking long term. You know, it isn't the economy that we saw isn't going to just come back. It's not like in 5 years we'll be back where we were. I mean, we're looking at a permanent change in how we derive revenues and the kinds of things we do. And we need to think long term. How are we going to structure what we do so that we can continue to provide services 5 and 10 years from now and not just react?
Well, you know what I saw, you know, when I saw in the paper the other day is at Reading, speaking of Reading, is the 13th in the country as depreciation of houses, fastest depreciation still, right here in Reading. And I'm looking at the cost. You know, people bought houses 4 years ago will be lucky if they ever see that amount, you know, for that house in the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, unless something drastic happens. And I don't know what that would be unless you found oil. outside the out someplace here in Shasta County, and they were allowed to drill for it,
right.
Which both of them are kind of like way out there. So it's the kind of thing is that you're right. Our economy is not going to come back for a while.
Yeah, we call it the new normal, trying to adjust to the new normal and thinking about what it's really going to be like 5 years from now and how can we sustain our services and not just sit around and cross our fingers and get by until the magic day when it all comes back because it's not going to.
So we've got a minute left here, so we're going to take it. We have to go for a news break here for the business news. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about what is Anderson doing to take a look at bringing in jobs, bringing in new businesses.
We're going to have to take a break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We love the Chat Packers. You guys are amazing. We love it. You rock our world, and although many of you don't call, we love to see what your comments are. And many of your comments we do. We see all of them, and then we will ask our guests. Our guests today, of course, are Mayor Norm McComnick and Dana Shigley, who's the city manager of our great city of Anderson. We will be back right after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in favor of Walmart in its fight to block a sex discrimination lawsuit.
The retail giant will not face a giant sex discrimination fight. The Supreme Court ruling a class action lawsuit, including more than 1.5 million women and potentially billions of dollars in damages, cannot go forward.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern.
However, the handful of women who initially complained of discrimination at Walmart can file individual suits.
Crews stabilizing a levee that protects towns in Northwest Missouri as the swollen Missouri River continues to rise, but
several levees in northern Missouri are failing. In Big Lake, water overflowing the state park and recreation area. In other areas, farmland and some homes flooded. Bismarck, North Dakota's mayor is optimistic the Missouri River will crest just under what officials had been expecting.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News. We report, you decide.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco and Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco and Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years.
Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maco. Call 226-0992. That's Maco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8,
here at KCNR, 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught, 8:35 in the morning, June the 20th. What's happened to June? 76 degrees, going up for, you know, Linda says 99, I think it's going to hit 100. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and the Man in Black. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, discounts to veterans. You can't say more than that, except the fact is you walk in there, you just have a, you just go in and have a good time getting a haircut. This is not a styling place. They don't do nails or any of those things. It's man's last stronghold. Go in there, sit down, grab a magazine about cars or hunting or fishing and the, get your haircut by really guys that know how to cut hair. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
And, you know, I can't really, we're going to continue on to talk about what's going on with Anderson, but I can't go without giving, a shout out to somebody who was very inspirational in my life and inspired me, and that was Fanny Brice. Today, Fanny Brice, she debuted in New York at the production of The Siegfried Follies in 1910. Of course, if any of you who were totally into Ziegfeld and the Ziegfeld Showgirls, she was in that show for 26 years. She sang novelty and dialect songs such as I'd Rather Be Blue, When a Woman Loves a Man, one of my favorite songs, My Man, and Secondhand Rose. So she was very young when she passed away, May 29th, 1951, at the age of 59. But she built with us the Broadway show and film Funny Girl based on her life. So, again, a shout-out to this day. It's Fanny Brice Day. So I just had to say it. I couldn't let the hour go by without saying it.
Well, I know. I guessed. And it fits right in there. Mayor Norma Comnick and Dina Shigley from the city of Anderson.
Here, I'd rather be blue.
Y'all can follow that one now. when we talk about keeping businesses here and we talk about the how do we keep your businesses going? Is there do you see anything happening from the government that's helping this at all?
I think most of the jobs.
I'm not talking local government. I'm talking about big government. I'm talking the state and the feds. Anything happening from their end that's helping?
I don't think so. We're waiting for the redevelopment thing to see what they're going to do with that. Of course, that does get us some jobs. Right now, we've got a project going that has been helpful, and that's our roundabout is northbound off of I-5.
Mm-hmm.
To come out right there on the east side of the factory outlets. And we did get some help from the state, the California Transportation Committee, and from RTPA, which I serve as Anderson's rep on that. So we do have some help from them. But as far as...
we're looking for $5 million if anybody wants to share and help us finish that project.
Yeah, it's that will provide some jobs for construction. And we've had really good construction bids this last year, probably year and a half, because they're coming in under the engineer's estimate, which means that there's leftover money for something else. So in that, the construction jobs, if you watch on the national TV, they're the ones that got hurt the most out of this recession, is construction. And Kent Dagg will tell you the same thing. I think a lot of their
We need to have Ken on. We need to have Ken on here soon to talk about what's going on. I had a gent that has a company with many people that work for him. I know him and know him well. He had to lay everybody off this past year. Everybody. And he said the only reason he could keep his company open was that he got one of the government jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't know if he's rehired many people now, but it was, and he said, the first time in his life that that's happened. And he's been in the business a long time.
Well, the good news is that you guys have a new bike trail.
Yes, we do. And we had our ribbon cutting in the rain. I mean, Dana.
I was determined to have that ribbon cutting no matter what.
You are a hardcore girl.
Pouring.
Just like, whatever, I'm there. And then, of course, you've got the Mosquito Serenade, which you're saying brings in thousands of people. So this is a really, in fact, I think I was just suggesting at the break that maybe when you do a Mosquito Serenade and to kind of like tie it in with a bike trail and maybe a little mini city tour or something like that. I think that'd be great, because when we went on our tour, Norma, and you took us, we got to see things about Reading that, I mean, excuse me, Anderson, that just blew our minds. So we're big fans.
That's why we invited you, because we knew there was things about us that you didn't know. And it would help when you talk to us or when you talk about us on the radio.
Well, we do. We like Anderson. Yeah. We like the city of Shasta. We like our whole North State area here and that Cottonwood down there. You know, in the auction yards. You know, I don't think people realize they do $1 million worth of business down there at that little cattle auction place. $1 million of business on a Friday there.
Well,
no sales.
Yeah, and they.
Was not on their tour, but
no, it wasn't. But I'm just thinking, there's so many things that people don't know about our area here that is just so positive.
Well, I happen to belong to the Cattle Women's Association, and they do participate down there sometimes. They'll ask us to make cookies. And
the mayor brought us cookies today, and these are just absolutely the best oatmeal.
They
cookies.
Are. Been sitting here. In fact, if you haven't been hearing me talking, it's because my mouth has been filled with cookies. The vineyards. People are always asking about the vineyards. For some reason, it started off great with a bang, and then, you know, the reputation ripples through. So where are we truthfully now with the vineyards at this very moment?
Well, you know, last week we had the California Transportation Commission. The members from there were here. And we took a rabbit bus, about, what would you think, 30 to 40 of us, and we took them on a tour of Reading. But we also went to Anderson and went around the vineyards. There are people living there now. There's Judge McEachin just built a house. I think he's about ready to move in. Mm-hmm. Beautiful home, beautiful views up there. And we do have water. And so that's a good thing. We also
that's a good thing. Well, I think that was the biggest concern. So now that's officially
the water,
you know,
problems have been resolved. The infrastructure.
That's
all
everybody wants to hear.
There are lots available up there. It is
good.
At this point, it is simply suffering the same fate that a lot of new housing developments are suffering, and that is there's just the market right now.
Yeah.
Those are intended to be high, and they're view lots. They're very nice. They're not going to go really, really. They're not entry level homes, and that market is just difficult right now. But other than that, the infrastructure is all there. Everything is in place, and there are lots available. So we've gotten over that hurdle.
Excellent. Okay, we've got to take a break on that note. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Homeland is coming to the Cascade Theater June 30th and July 1st. America's sweet land of liberty, where its residents dare to dream the dream and to pay the price and share the cost of living in the homeland. Over 130 North State musicians are coming together to perform this heart-stirring patriotic musical. You heard about it last year and you don't want to miss it this year. A portion of this year's ticket sales will benefit the Shasta County Veterans Art Project. Call the Cascade Theater for tickets, 243-8877. Living in the homeland. Come and enjoy a great evening of music.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Chris, July 12th Haven Monthly Second Tuesday Club meets at Elements in Wind River Casino for dinner.
Elementary, my dear John.
Oh, good grief. Hey, please join our Haven Humane Supporters Tuesday, July 12th at Wind River Casino. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River's Elements Restaurant kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
And that closes the case on that mystery.
I'd like to close the case on you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
No, it was really funny about that. I said, we're eating Norma Comna cookies, okay?
It's okay, Monday morning. I just had a cookie in my mouth. Okay.
We're splurging. 8:46 in the morning, if you're just tuning in, it's going to be a fabulous day. A little on the hot side, but that's okay. We'll take it. About 99 degrees, and we're going to be looking at hot weather all week, triple digits tomorrow and Wednesday. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
And it'll be cooler up there if you want to run up there.
Yes, and our guest today is Norma Comna, who's the mayor of Anderson, and of course, Dana Shigley, city manager, at the break. It's always the good juice stuff that we talk about at the breaks. Let's talk again about you've got a new traffic light and something else that is going on at the fairgrounds. Help me.
On July 3rd, we have our fireworks. And we also, our Rotary Club meets and has sandwiches there. We entertain like Wally Herger and Nielsen and LaMalfa. We have like Wally Herger and Nielsen and LaMalfa, we always invite them. And then we have a new signal light at the corner, it's intersection of Alexander, 3rd Street. Alexander's one way, 3rd Street's the other way, and 273. And that's going to help get the crowd out of there because they can go either north or south, whichever way they live.
You're not going to put a camera on that light, are you? I mean, Linda has flashes.
Absolute.
We don't have any cameras. We don't have any cameras in the lights in Anderson. We do have counters. You see the little things up on the top of them. Those are counters, so then the lights will change.
Oh, well, that's okay. That's fair.
And then the bike trail.
The red light flashing. Then you wonder if it's you, and then the rest of the day your day is ruined because you think, okay, I guess I'll have to wait now 2 months to see if it's me and it comes in the mail. Right.
Well, and that not only that, but our new bike trail goes from our South Street. 273, along 273, all the way up to Walmart, and it is for all kinds of traffic. There is a, right on the edge of it, there's a decomposed granite thing for the people that jog that don't want to jog on the asphalt. So we have that, and we have bikes, and motorbikes are still allowed, too.
The idea, it's recreational, but the idea really was to help people literally who don't have cars. It starts in the downtown South Street, Bruce Emily neighborhood, which are some of the lower income neighborhoods in town. And it takes you down to the south end where Walmart and the shopping is. And the idea really was to provide some safe connectivity there for people who need to get there to shop and get a job and that sort of thing. So it's paved, and we see a lot of people riding bikes and carrying groceries and that sort of thing. But it's also recreational, so it gets a lot of use. You really don't ever drive by there when there isn't somebody walking down there.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that, you know, in today's economy, people don't have the luxury of cars so much. And then I'm not sure how the bus lines run. You know, here in town, they don't run in a very, as people say, and not always in a convenient manner for people to try and keep in there.
Yes. How are the outlets doing? I'm just curious.
I think the outlets have had some problems. They have some vacancies in there. But we have a nice theater there if you guys haven't been there.
Prime 11.
It's
who gives discounts to vets, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And it's real popcorn butter. Love it.
Mm-hmm. They're actually holding their own there. They've done a lot of marketing. The farmer's market there every Thursday morning now has moved to the outlets. So Thursday mornings during the summer, farmer's market at the outlets. And they're doing a lot
of
marketing. And they're starting
to
really I think there was some fear when Walmart came in that would take away some business. But they've really tried to work together and look for ways that they can market the outlets that's complementary to Walmart. So they've done a good job. And
well, they have the Polo, and I know people from all over the Bay Area or whatever driving up to Oregon have to stop at the Gap and the Polo. And so, you know, I was just thinking about, geez, you know, we forget a lot of times. There's some really nice stores in there, but there are some vacancies. So I was kind of wondering, who's running that? We could use some different stores in there that for, especially what you think now with the drive-through traffic for summer months, even if it was a temporary store.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mayor Komnick mentioned the Deschutes off-ramp. That's a project that we're working on that is going to substantially benefit the outlets. That gets you northbound back
closer to your mouth.
Northbound back on or off the interstate at the outlets. So that's something that you can see the outlets and get off right there. And the owners of that property have been very supportive and participated with us in trying to get that out, that interchange
right.
built.
That's right.
Once you go by and headed north, it's hard to get back.
Yeah, it is. You've got to really want to do it. So it's too late at that point. Okay. Well, look, our guests have been Mayor Norma Komnick of Anderson and the city manager, Dana Shigley. You know, we talked about the marijuana, that there's still one commune there, and that's going to be it, about the restrictions on growing in town, and that's going to be it. We talked about the businesses and the budget. Budget's tomorrow, I believe, tomorrow night. You all are still holding your own. What you're doing to work to keep the businesses here in town. Out there at the outlets, things are coming on in the near future out there. And I know the 4th of July fireworks on the 3rd.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's that whole weekend, how it works out there. So we're so happy that you were all on today to come in and give us our update from Anderson.
Oh, we thank you for asking.
Yeah. Well, it's always our pleasure, and we love those cookies, too. Hey, this is Carl and Bob. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and finish up the show. We're going to be talking about some things that are happening here in town and around the nation. It's 76 degrees. It's 8:51 in the morning, and it is June the 20th. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Join us in a fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to Win and Play to Win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Redding Kia. It's better on the river.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Cheering Creek Road, across from the post office.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 and Carl Lindabot. Good morning. 8:55, our last segment right here. June the 20th, 76 degrees, going up toward 100 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great walk-in humidor. Espresso Joe's does not only coffee, but ice drinks and cold drinks. You can buy any type of coffee-making apparatus there. Not only that, but Joe and Shelly do so much for our community. They support the veterans, and veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And we always are so happy to point that out. If you go to our website at KCNR 1460, look under veterans, and you will see all the stores that give discounts to veterans. And if you know of any other stores that give discounts to veterans, please send us, drop us an email, and we'll add that on there. Summer auction starts Thursday for KIXE. Summertime auction is Thursday and Friday. Channel 9 will broadcast the event at 7 p.m. each day. And they're going to include getaways to Coffee Creek Guest Ranch, Catalina Island, Lake Orville Bed and Breakfast, Need to Speed, so many others. Just go to KIXE.org to view and pre-bid. If you need to make a phone call, 243-5493. Now, some other things that are going on. It seems that there's a number of people here in California that possess firearms that shouldn't. And California law enforcement agents have seized 1,200 firearms from people who cannot legally own them because of mental illness or restraining orders. Currently, the Attorney General Kamala Harris said that more than 34,000 handguns and nearly 1,600 assault weapons are still believed to be held statewide by people who should not have them. What exactly is an assault weapon? Somebody needs to define that for me. What exactly an assault weapon is, as opposed to a semi-automatic rifle? Anyway, most people bought the weapons legally, but were later prohibited from owning guns. All right. So, now, what would keep you from that? Well, if you get a restraining order, for some reason, if Brenda said to Bob, "I don't like your actions, I want you to stay away from me, I'm getting a restraining order." And when they do that, that then takes away, negates Bob's ability to own a weapon or have a weapon, not maybe own it, but to have a weapon. Until it's been adjudicated, because if you've got a restraining order on somebody and then they have a weapon, then they can come after you. However, anybody can just put in a restraining order, I believe. I'm not sure how they have to prove that.
That's something we need to ask the DA. Anyway, but 1,200 weapons that way. Now, tomorrow, Dr. Frank Luntz will be our guest. We'll be talking to him early in the show. Let's just say around 7:30, and then at 8 o'clock, Jim Nielsen. Assemblyman Nielsen will be on. And I tell you, with the budget, with all the things that are going on in our state, talking to Jim at this point, yeah, it just makes sense. As we talked, as Doug Lamoffel called us last week to talk to us about what was going on with the budget and that mess that it was in. Frank Luntz, of course, is a one that does the does a lot of the polls, has been right on, spot on, and his new book is called
Win. And it is. He also has a New York Times best-selling author of Words That Work. In this particular book, Win, some of the we're going to have, like, what is a winner, the 9 P's of winning, people-centeredness, paradigm-breaking, prioritization, perfection, partnership, passion, persuasion, persistence. Those are the chapters in the book. And so I'm sure we're going to be talking to him. He really is a mover and a shaker. Really, it's going to be a lot of fun. He's coming to town, too.
That's right, and he'll be in town Friday for a breakfast, and you can get tickets. I think you can still get tickets to that breakfast. We'll talk a little bit about that, too.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Well, this is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's a Monday, and we're still alive. June the 20th. Have a great day today, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening.